temperatures will get into the 60s over Cape and the islands and into the low to mid 70s for the rest of us. So it is going to be a very nice day.
And what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow looks absolutely gorgeous. Some people start getting into those three-day weekends this time of the year, and temperatures are going to be in the lower 80s over inland areas. Even the Cape and the islands will get to the low to mid 70s. So I would say it is nearly a perfect 10 for Friday.
And do we win for the weekend?
We do win. It's amazing. You know, it looked like a few days ago, we were talking about the possibility that some showers may move in Saturday night into early Sunday as a storm system passed to our south. But the trend's been to keep things further and further south, which means we are going to have a really, really fantastic weekend around here.
And will it be a good weekend to visit the Cape and the islands?
Absolutely. I was just looking at, if you could see my computer, you'd see the forecast for Nantucket up. And temperatures will be around 70 degrees on Nantucket, as an example. And you can pretty much have the same thing over most of the Cape. And all next week, actually, is looking just gorgeous with temperatures in the 60s. I, of course, will be complaining about the lack of rain, but most people will be enjoying the sunshine.
You know, we've had, as we know, a few warm days and a lot of cool days. How far away is the hot weather?
Yeah, well, right now it's at least a week to 10 days out into the future. That doesn't mean that I see it in 10 days. It just means that with confidence, we really don't like to use the models to kind of forecast beyond that. But there is some pattern change evolving that may actually keep the heat out in the western part of the country through the end of the month and not allow it to get in here. It doesn't mean it's not going to be warm. We are going to see temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. But I think what you're asking is that real sultry, humid stuff where it's almost gets to be uncomfortable to be outside. And right now, it looks to be kept at bay for the foreseeable future.
Kind of makes you wonder if we're ever going to get really consistently toasty weather this summer season.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit like asking at the beginning of December when we haven't had any real cold weather if it's going to get cold or not. So the answer is yes. But, you know, we still have all of July, all of August to go, and there's plenty of heat on the way, believe me.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend.